Stories of Witches. The Lost Broomstick. This story begins with a witch called Bess and an invitation to a party. Bess loved parties. There was just one problem.
It's a long way away.
Bess couldn't remember where she had put her broomstick. She looked everywhere.
Boots, spare cauldron, no broomstick.
But it was no good. The broomstick was lost. At last, Bess had to give up. Now what could she do? She couldn't fly without her stick, and it was too far to walk. Then she had a great idea.
"My magic rope!" she cried.
"I can turn someone into a horse and ride to the party. I just need to find someone."
Bess hid behind a tree and waited. Soon, a man came along. His wife walked behind him, carrying all their heavy bags.
"One of these two would be perfect."
"When my leg gets better, dear, I'll help carry things again."
Bess let the man pass.
"He's no good. He's limping," she said. "Besides, his wife will be strong from carrying all those bags."
She jumped out and threw her rope over the woman. At once, the woman turned into a horse. Bess climbed onto her back.
"I wish I'd brought a saddle." "Now for the party. Giddy up," she cried.
The man kept limping. At first, he didn't notice what had happened. But when he looked back...
"Hey, where's my wife?"
All he could see were his bags and a horse galloping off in the distance. The man went to get the bags, but he couldn't find his wife. Nobody had seen her.
"Maybe she went that way."
"Maybe she ran away."
Crossly, the man picked up the heavy bags.
"I'll just have to carry these myself," he said.
A long way away, Bess had stopped. The horse was worn out, and so were her shoes. At the next village, Bess took her to a blacksmith.
"She's a fine horse, isn't she?"
With four new horseshoes, the horse was ready to go. At the party, the other witches pointed to the horse.
"Look at Bess without a broomstick,"
they said, and cackled with laughter.
"Look, it's Bess on a horse!"
But Bess didn't mind. It was a wonderful party. The witches skipped around a cauldron, singing silly songs.
"Toads we love and lizards too, mix them up and make a stew,"
before casting spells on each other just for fun. All too soon, the party was over. The other witches flew off on their broomsticks.
"Fly safely!"
Bess untied her horse and set out for home. Bess was nearly home when she met the man she had seen before. He was still carrying the heavy bags.
"Hello,"
she said.
"You look tired. Would you like to buy this horse? I don't need her anymore."
"What a good idea," said the man. "Then I won't have to carry these bags. I lost my wife, you see."
Bess said nothing. She just smiled. The man gave Bess a bag of gold and climbed onto the horse.
With the horse to carry him, the man was home in no time. He took the horse to a stable.
"Welcome to your new home." "What a fine beast you are," he said, patting her.
He took off the rope and jumped back with surprise. The horse had turned into his wife, just like that.
But how?
She was pleased to see that being a horse hadn't changed her too much. But there was one difference, which meant she couldn't carry the bags anymore. From then on, every time they went shopping, her husband had to do it.
"This is fun. This is hard work."
He kept asking her to turn back into a horse, just to show him the secret. She never did. Dog spell. Early one morning, Farmer Crumb and his wife set off to work in the fields. Their daughter, Kate, carried a picnic basket full of food. They worked hard all morning. Then Farmer Crumb looked up.
"Time for lunch," he said. "Phew, it's hot."
Kate ran off to the barn where she had hidden their picnic basket. But before she reached the barn, Kate heard a strange sound. It went. She peeked inside. An old witch was lying in the hay, fast asleep. And she'd found the picnic basket. Kate was very angry.
"How dare you!" she cried.
The witch woke up with a jump. Kate shouted at her some more.
"You greedy old woman! We're hungry!"
"How dare you speak to me like that!" snarled the witch. "I'll teach you a lesson. No one shouts at me, little girl."
Before Kate could move, the witch had cast a spell.
"Maxi Baxi Jolly Bee Hog, get on the ground and bark like a dog."
Poor Kate crawled back to her mother and father.
"Woof!"
she barked. She couldn't say anything else.
"What happened?" cried her mother.
"Look, a witch!"
Farmer Crumb chased after the witch.
"Come back here!" he yelled. "What have you done to my daughter? Change her back or I'll..."
The witch just laughed.
"You can't catch me,"
she shouted as she flew off on her broomstick. Farmer Crumb and his wife took Kate home.
"What can we do?"
they asked their friends. Mrs. Crumb was very upset.
"My little Kate!"
Woof!
But no one knew how to help.
"We must go to Rimpole,"
said Farmer Crumb at last. Rimpole was an old wizard who lived on a hill.
"If anyone can help us, he can."
Woof! Woof!
"She's done nothing but bark for 3 days.
Kate had to crawl to his house on her hands and knees.
"Please help,"
begged her dad.
Rimpole frowned. "I can't break the spell,"
he said.
"But I might be able to catch the witch for you."
He stared into his crystal ball.
"Abba, do well! Who cast the spell?"
he cried.
"Abba, do wall! Show her warts and all!"
The witch's face appeared in the ball.
"Ah, it's you, is it?"
muttered Rimpole.
"I might have known."
Rimpole fetched toadstools, nails, mustard powder, and red berries. He mixed them and he pounded them. Then he added a splash of ketchup.
"Almost ready."
He heated the brew until it bubbled gently.
"Perfect," he said.
He looked into his crystal ball again. But the witch wasn't scared of anyone, especially Rimpole. As the brew began to bubble more fiercely, the wizard chanted a spell.
"Tongues of fire, flames of might, give the nasty witch a fright!"
At once, the cork flew out of the bottle and flames shot up the chimney. That wiped the smile off the witch's face. She began to look very worried indeed. She saw the flames creeping up on her.
"Help!"
she squealed and began to run. But the flames were too quick for her.
"Oh, stop them! Stop them!"
cried the witch.
"I'll break the spell! I promise!"
As soon as the witch made her promise, Kate jumped to her feet. She wasn't a dog anymore.
"Hooray! I can speak!"
The family never saw the witch again. But after that, Kate was always careful where she hid the picnic basket. The Farmer's Revenge. Farmer Jones had a big brown cow. Every day, she gave him 5 buckets full of the creamiest milk in the village. In the same village, there lived a greedy witch. She didn't have a cow, but she did love creamy milk.
"Eat lots of delicious grass, my pretty."
One day, she had an idea for a wicked spell.
"From now on, the milk will all be mine," she cackled.
Next morning, Farmer Jones took the buckets of milk to his milk churn as usual. But as he poured it, he got a shock. The milk just disappeared. Not a drop was left.
"Where's it gone?"
Farmer Jones was furious.
"Calm down, dear," said his wife. "That won't bring the milk back. I'm sure we can find out what the problem is. I'll soon sort this out."
And she set off for the village to see what was going on. The witch was pumping water at the village pump.
"That's funny-looking water," muttered Mrs. Jones.
The witch filled her bucket. She walked off, grinning. The naughty witch hadn't pumped water at all.
"Aha!"
cried Mrs. Jones, and ran all the way home.
"I've found the thief! I've found the thief!"
When she told her husband about the witch, he smiled.
"I know what to do," he said. "I have a sneaky plan. This problem needs sorting out."
The next time he went to milk his cow, he took a big box with him. He emptied the milk into the churn. It disappeared, just as before. But then he did something else. He opened the box and tipped in lots of white powder, too.
"Ha ha! See how that tastes, witch!"
In the village, The witch filled her bucket with milk. She dipped her mug into it.
"Lovely milk," she cried and took a big gulp. "Clever, clever me."
But the milk began to bubble and froth. The witch began to splutter and cough. Farmer Jones had added soap powder to it. Soon the witch was burping bubbles. She had soapy hiccups for a week, and she never stole milk again.